I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Jimbo Paris again. Welcome to the Jimbo Paris Show. So today we have Beverly Price, CEO of Herself Expression Podcast, and she's also the CEO of an artisan jewelry store, somewhat. And, you know, she seems like a very interesting person, really focused on some interesting messages of empowerment. And I'm going to be really interested to know what she has to say and what she's about, really. So let's get started.
Hi, Jimbo.
Hello, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
No problem. It's my pleasure. So the first question I have for you is, where are you from?
I live in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, which is on the beach on the Atlantic coast. And I've been here for a couple of years. And before that, I lived 40 years in Charlotte, North Carolina, and spent most of my life in Virginia, North Carolina. If you can tell from the accent.
Definitely. That's why I asked. Yeah. So what is your profession?
I am a certified divorce and empowerment coach. I help women navigate all the phases of divorce, from the initial stage of wondering whether they want a divorce or not, through the actual financial and legal process, co-parenting process, and then life after their divorce. And my goal is to get them through this process, saving money, time, and pain that didn't happen for me in my divorce.
So how did you get started in all this?
Well, I've been coaching divorced women for 25 years. Part of it arose out of my own personal experience with divorce. And part of it arose out of something inside of me that feels strongly about women helping other women and empowering women. I wasn't empowered when I was younger at all. I wasn't raised in a home that fostered self-worth and self-esteem. So I want to help women like me get there, particularly after divorce.
And how do you make women feel empowered?
Well, you have to do a lot of internal work. You have to look deep in yourself and you have to ask yourself questions. You have to get in touch with how you really feel. You have to get in touch with things that you don't want to tell anyone. A lot of women, like I was, go through life kind of looking put together on the outside, looking strong, looking confident, but deep inside are feeling very insecure, very less than. As a matter of fact, statistics actually show that 79% of women don't feel confident, and one out of every two women feel more self-doubt than self-love. So you take that framework and then you add the trauma of divorce onto it and what that does to your self-esteem, and you're pretty much smashed flat on the road.
Well, I think the first question I have is, you know, how do women get in touch with?
Well, I have a website that's called herselfexpression.com. Mm-hmm. They can sign up for a free and confidential breakthrough session. It's mm-hmm. called a divorce breakthrough session. And we can talk about their situation and what their ideal life looks like versus what their life looks like now and how to get there. We also talk about their divorce situation, find out where they are in the process. And I develop a custom plan for each woman because every situation is unique. And we walk through that plan and it includes skill building, self-confidence building. It includes education about the divorce process. It includes referring them to other divorce professionals, such as attorneys or financial people if they need them. And it includes helping them come out better on the other side. They have the support, they have the education, they have the benefit of my training and experience to get them through this so they're not alone.
And what are some of the barriers that you face when reaching your goals, or maybe helping these women reach their goals?
Well, one is women don't tend to invest in themselves and invest in coaching. And the reason is we've been trained since early on that we're supposed to do things for everybody but ourselves. We invest our time, energy, and hearts in husbands and children and don't do the same thing for themselves. So that mentality can prevent them from getting the help they need. Sometimes women were even taught that taking care of yourself is lazy. And so that's a mindset that has to shift. So that's one barrier that gets in the way. Sometimes a woman is so entrenched in how she feels about herself and how she feels about the ex. Let's say she's very, very hostile and very resentful and very angry. And when we're feeling something, when we're doing something, no matter whether it's positive or negative, there's always something in it for us. So for example, if I was resentful at my ex-husband, that puts me in a certain frame of mind, and I call it the victim mentality. And as long as I stay the victim mentality, then I'm always blaming him, or I'm always blaming the attorney, or I'm always blaming old friends or anybody else. And as long as I'm blaming others, I don't have to do anything about me. So you have to shift that victim mentality so that a woman takes personal responsibility for where she is and her own growth. And that requires a tremendous amount of self-awareness. And it can be painful work because many women have spent years and years in resentment and anger to the point that their brain has been trained to think like that. And it takes a lot of work to shift that.
Forgive me if this is a bit forward, but have you encountered any traumatic experiences as well? Maybe with the things these women go through, maybe divorce or those types of things? Or have you seen that?
Sure. Well, I myself experienced domestic violence, and domestic violence is a wide range of things. Some people think domestic violence is only if you're hit with a fist. Domestic violence actually includes verbal abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, and many other forms. So a woman can come in beaten down and not only has to go through the divorce process, but has to redefine herself from not being an actual victim. And I want to clarify something I said earlier. I talked about the victim mentality. Well, that is a phenomena that we create in our mind. There are actual victims in life, and that's not a victim mentality. That's a victim reality. And they are abused. They are cut off from finances. They're cut off from friends. They are told they're worthless. And those women need a specialized type of program to help them. There are other women, you know, naturally that have had to deal with infidelity. There are women who their husband is leaving and found out that he is no longer heterosexual. He is homosexual or bisexual. There are women whose children have been removed from the home or removed from them. There are women that had so much negative emotion that it has translated into physical illness. And there is research that shows that in fact, there is a direct connection between mental health, emotional health, and physical health. And so they can become so physically debilitated that they physically have trouble coping with a divorce or may have to be in a hospital or things like that. So there's kind of the whole range of situations that can occur.
These are definitely some broad issues. Like, I've personally dealt with a lot of you know, the family members and women in my life that have, you know, dealt with infidelity quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And it can be really dramatic for them.
I always like to, in sessions like this, publish the United States Domestic Violence Hotline. And that number is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. And if anyone is listening and they are in the stage that they are thinking about leaving, the first thing I want to tell you is do not leave until you have expert guidance and have a safety plan, because the majority of women who leave without a plan endure either great physical harm or death. So you need support, whether it's a therapist, you can call a local shelter and they will give you advice. They will tell you how to do it. So just make sure you don't do that on your own. So I just like to clarify that. And part of that's because I experienced it and I don't want another woman to have to go through that.
Do you think a divorced woman needs a coach?
I'm sure there are women that don't think they do. But from my experience, what a divorce coach can do is save you time, save you money, save you pain, and help you grow and plan for your new life. They are also there to lean on and support you. And particularly if a divorced woman comes to you and says, or a woman in thinking about divorce comes to you and says, you know, divorce and empowerment coaching is too expensive. I can't afford it. And my comment back is, can you afford not to do it? And in many cases, we can save the woman thousands of dollars in legal fees by helping her be more organized, helping her not be as conflict oriented, helping her prepare and be knowledgeable so that she doesn't incur as much time and expense in a courtroom.
And how do you make someone not feel alone?
Well, that can be tough because, you know, there's a time in my life where I could have been in a room full of 100 people and still felt alone. And so it takes a lot. Women coming through divorce have major trust issues. So they probably are in one of two camps. They either don't want to be around anybody, and particularly any men, or they want to jump right into the next relationship as a way of escaping their emotions. Support groups are wonderful. Support from family and friends is wonderful as long as it's positive and encouraging. If you've got negative, critical Debbie Downers in your life, you need to change who you interact with, because we become like the people we hang around with. So it can be going to new places, finding new hobbies, connecting with women. It can be reaching out in a support group. I have one called Women's Divorce and Empowerment on Facebook. You can reach out to another woman and say, what's this experience like for you? Tell me about who you are now versus who you used to be. So it's finding encouraging people that theoretically or importantly have been through what they've been through. So it's not only kindness, it's not pity, it's support, empathy, and understanding. I also have some meetup groups where we do free education for women. And there's just lots and lots of places you can get that support. But sometimes we're scared to reach out. You know, I might have signed up for a group, but I'm scared to say anything. Well, it's important to know that every single woman in that group has been scared to say something at one point in time too.
Okay. Now, what I find even more interesting here is that, more so equally interesting, is that you have a podcast and you also have a jewelry store, which is, in fact, an LLC as well. So,
yes.
What is the purpose of your podcast? Can you first talk a little bit about that?
Sure. My podcast is all about a woman's journey to empowerment. And much of it is devoted to divorced women. But all of the empowerment episodes can apply to any woman. It can be things like working on your self-worth. It can be how to use clothing to feel better. It can be body image. It can be communication. It can be domestic violence. It can be how to find your voice. So many things that can help empower women. And a large part of it is I bring in industry experts who not only have knowledge of the topic, but have 9 out of 10 times gone through the process themselves so they can share their own personal experience. Then we also have divorce episodes, like I'm working on a divorce series right now where we're going to feature each type of professional that is trained in divorce that is available to help women, from the financial experts to the legal experts to the real estate experts to the mortgage loan experts to the therapists. And I'm going to introduce people in those roles and educate women what they can do for them. Because a lot of people don't know, for example, there is an alternative to going to an attorney. There's this concept called mediation, where the two parties come together and agree on things. And that saves a tremendous amount of money and time to the people involved. Now, that tends to not work too well in a super contentious or hostile situation. But if somebody can use a mediator, they can save a lot. If someone wants to do it themselves, you know, go online, find the forms, fill it out themselves, they can save even more. But most people find that intimidating and want to, you know, have some kind of professional. And then there are people that don't realize that there are certified divorce financial analysts that can help go through all your numbers, all your receipts, all your budget, and help determine what is an appropriate settlement for you and what's an appropriate budget for you now and in the future.
Okay. And then your jewelry business.
Yes. That satisfies the creative side in me. The story behind that is I've always done something when I had my years in corporate America and was a manager. I was always told that you should have something on the side that gave you tangible results, because when you were managing people, you didn't necessarily see those results immediately. But if I make something, I can see it and it's rewarding and fulfilling. And so I took my daughters to a jewelry shop and I went with them and they thought it was fun and I fell in love. And after that moment, I started making jewelry, and my jewelry is very big and bold, and it comes in styles from ethnic to bohemian to bridal to casual to elegant. And it tends to be all on the big and bold side. That's kind of my niche. It's all one of a kind and handmade by me so that a woman can know when she walks into a room, no one else will have a piece just like her.
Are you wearing them right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, I can't wear anyone else's jewelry, Jimbo.
It's definitely big and bold.
Yes, absolutely. It allows me to make a statement and feel empowered.
I see. Okay, so hypothetically, if you could go back in time and speak to your younger self, what would you say to her?
The first thing I would say to her is believe in yourself. Believe in yourself no matter what. Believe in yourself no matter what anybody says to you. but every day believe in yourself and it will grow. So that's the very first thing. The second thing I would say is build a support system. Don't make 100% of your life be your family and your work. You could wake up one day and both of those are gone. And you need a support system to help you in life. You need to be able to have somebody that will listen to you and support you. And the third thing I would say is stop talking negatively to yourself. You don't deserve negative talk. You deserve positive, beautiful talk. And if you can't stop that, then I want you to write down every day positive talk and read it out loud to yourself until it does start to sink in. Because I think you're beautiful. I think you're intelligent. I think you're worthy. And I want you to too.
And just to kind of wrap this up, what advice would you give to anyone who is interested in reaching out to you, maybe learning more about your services and your products, et cetera?
Sure. Well, I offer a free breakthrough session. It's confidential. There's no cost. And we talk about your situation and we talk about your needs, your ideals, where you are, where you want to go. And we determine if I can help you, if we're a fit for each other. If we're not, I can refer them to someone else that can help them in their situation. The other thing is you can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, Meetup, my Facebook groups. You can visit my podcast, herselfexpression.com/podcast, or search Apple and Spotify for Her Self-Expression. And the best place is my website, www.herselfexpression.com. I also have a YouTube channel.
Great.
And okay. I'm on a radio show.
All right. You're everywhere. Okay. So do you have any, final words, any last suggestions you would like to give to the audience here? This has been an excellent interview.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel so honored that you would have me. It's been very wonderful for me too. I think what I would say is whatever you do, reach out for help and reach out for help early. Reach out for help in divorce while you are even remotely contemplating it. There is nothing wrong with contemplating divorce. You can come to me, we can work through it, and you may decide you want to stay married. Just because I'm a divorce coach doesn't mean that I favor divorce. I love to see people determine what they need to do to stay married happily. But make sure you start to value yourself enough that you get help for you. And I don't necessarily mean help in a bad way. I mean, help in a supportive guidance kind of way, help that makes your life better. There is nothing to be ashamed of to be in the divorce process. There is nothing to be ashamed of to be a woman. And there is nothing to be ashamed of to reach out for coaching. And one other thing, I want every woman out there to know that she is beautiful, worthy, and dignified. And I believe that in you.
All right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Price. This has really been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Great. And I'm just going to do a few quick shout outs here. So,
okay.
First thing I'd like to say is LifeWork Systems. This is our affiliate and collaborative partner. She's basically an HR superstar. She goes into big, massive corporate businesses and she changes them from the inside out to create maybe a better collegial environment where your business can grow and propagate much better. So if you want to talk with them, just send me a message. Next thing is going to be our YouTube channel. Click that bell and subscribe now. We're growing in subscribers more and more. So again, keep you know, subscribing. Thank you for all the support. And then the next thing I'd like to get into is our Roku channel. We are also on Roku TV, and we are currently on our, 115th episode. So check us out on Roku, get the Roku box, keep that going as well. And then the next thing is Jimbo Paris Services. We are now a marketing agency and also a drop servicing business. We offer content creation guidance. We'll help grow your platform as well, because I've been a podcaster for 2 years. And yeah, check us out if you need anything growth related or content creation related. I'm here. All right. I'm Jimbo Paris, and this is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.